Now, this is the way we should read the parables, not allow a commentary to go along, because that's what Jesus, we believe, preached. He would just give the parable and let you, the audience, figure it all out and know it's a very different. So let's do that. Let's play with it. Let's just be creative and see what that could possibly mean for you and I in our attempts to be a better Christian person, which means a happier person, a person with more meaning and fulfillment available to us through our relationships with one another. Okay? So let's play with it a little bit. And I'm just going to say, it seems that there are three things that this parable at least elucidates. First of all, the search. There is something I'm looking for. There's something you're looking for. That's the search. What is it? I guess that's a good question. But the thing is, what am I, what are you searching for? What is in your hunger that's going to drive you to go out and become a quester? The second thing is necessary is a place to actually do the searching. A venue in which you can find that which you're looking for. And then the third, you gotta pay for it in some way, that effort. And so, here we go. And let's just take a concrete example, Our Lady of Lourdes. Let's use that as the venue, the field, or the oyster. You guys have just spent any amount of time to get here. So you must have come for some reason. There must be something you're looking for, or you wouldn't have come. So that's the first question. So this is the place that we should think about. Then the question is, what are you looking for here? Can you name why you came? What it is that you want to get out of this next 45 minutes to an hour of your valuable time? Huh? What is it you're looking for? And then the third question is, what are you willing to pay for it? Because it seems that there has to be the giving of something to get. Maybe it's making room in our own panoply of things we're looking for to accept it. So, and I'd like to just say something. We just had the funeral for one of our parishioners. His name was Harry Fletterman. He chose Our Lady of Lourdes, and he could have gone to any parish he could have wanted. So he chose this as his field or his oyster. Now, what was he looking for? Well, he always was looking for an opportunity to be part of a community. That was his thing, and he also always wanted to make a contribution to that, to build up the people around him. And he did that in spades with everything he did. He was also an internationally known scripture scholar in the area of Q, a very significant attempt by people to analyze the scriptures to actually find out the real words of Jesus of Nazareth that are kept in these gospels we read. And he, what did he do to pay for it? With humility and never knowing that here is an international star, he offered us many times sitting here in parish to give a response or to give a class. So, in other words, he used this parable in three ways. Now, how about us? Have you figured it out yet? Have you figured out why you're here? What are you looking for? And what do you have to do to get it? What do I have to do to get it? I don't know if any of you have been watching, they're replaying the life of John F. Kennedy on PBS. And remember what he says? Don't ask what the country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. It seems like that has something in common with this parable. It's the idea of, what are you and I actually willing to do to find the very thing we're looking for?